Chapter 16. A Solution is Offered. Bailey was aware first of enclosure, the absence of the open, and then of a face bending over him. He stared for a moment without recognition. Then,
"Daniil!"
The robot's face showed no sign of relief or of any other recognizable emotion at being addressed. He said,
"It is well that you have recovered consciousness, partner Elijah. I do not believe you have suffered physical injury."
"I'm all right," said Bailey testily, struggling to his elbows. "Jehoshaphat, am I in bed? What for?"
"You have been exposed to the open a number of times today. The effects upon you have been cumulative, and you need rest."
"I need a few answers first."
Bailey looked about and tried to deny to himself that his head was spinning just a little. He did not recognize the room. The curtains were drawn. Lights were comfortably artificial. He was feeling much better.
"For instance, where am I?"
"In a room of Mrs. Delmar's mansion."
"Next, let's get something straight. What are you doing here? How did you get away from the robots I set over you?"
Daniil said,
"It had seemed to me that you would be displeased at this development, and yet, in the interests of your safety and of my orders, I felt that I had no choice but—"
"What did you do, Jehoshaphat?"
"It seems Mrs. Delmar attempted to view you some hours ago."
"Yes."
Bailey remembered Gladiah saying as much earlier in the day.
"I know that."
"Your order to the robots that held me prisoner was, in your words, do not allow him, meaning myself, to establish contact with other humans or other robots either by seeing or by viewing. However, partner Elijah, you said nothing about forbidding other humans or robots to contact me. You see the distinction?"
Bailey groaned.
Daniil said, "No need for distress, partner Elijah. The flaw in your orders was instrumental in saving your life, since it brought me to the scene. You see, when Mrs. Delmar viewed me, being allowed to do so by my robot guardians, she asked after you, and I answered, quite truthfully, that I did not know of your whereabouts, but that I could attempt to find out. She seemed anxious that I do so. I said I thought it possible you might have left the house temporarily, and that I would check that matter, and would she, in the meanwhile, order the robots in the room with me to search the mansion for your presence."
"Wasn't she surprised that you didn't deliver the orders to the robots yourself?"
"I gave her the impression, I believe, that as an Auroran, I was not as accustomed to robots as she was, that she might deliver the orders with greater authority and effect a more speedy consummation. Solarians, it is quite clear, are vain of their skill with robots and contemptuous of the ability of natives of other planets to handle them. Is that not your opinion as well, partner Elijah?"
"And she ordered them away, then?"
"With difficulty. They protested previous orders, but, of course, could not state the nature thereof, since you had ordered them to tell no one of my true identity. She overrode them, although the final orders had to be shrilled out in fury."
"And then you left?"
"I did, partner Elijah."
A pity, thought Bailey, that Gladiah did not consider that episode important enough to relay to him when he viewed her. He said,
"It took you long enough to find me, Daniil."
"The robots on Solaria have a network of information through sub-etheric contact. A skilled Solarian could obtain information readily, but mediated as it is through millions of individual machines,